Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Rourke. An appeal is being heard today against Supreme Court orders preventing the New South Wales Parliament from expelling MP Gareth Ward. The injunction prevents State Parliament's lower house leader Ron Honig and Speaker Greg Piper from moving a motion to remove the disgraced MP. Mr. Ward has lodged a separate appeal against his conviction for sexual intercourse without consent and three counts of indecent assault, and he will be automatically expelled from the Parliament if that appeal fails. But in the meantime, both Premier Chris Minns and Opposition Leader Mark Speakman say his presence in Parliament is unconscionable. Police have found the body of a woman swept away by floodwaters in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. New South Wales Police say that while the body has not yet been identified, they are confident it is the 26-year-old who had been caught up in a current after the car she was a passenger in attempted to drive over a flooded causeway in Rothbury on Saturday. The 27-year-old driver managed to get to safety. Chinese state media has confirmed both women are Chinese nationals. The Tasmanian Labor Party says they will move another motion of no confidence in the Liberals when state parliament resumes on August 19. The threat comes after the reappointment of Liberal Premier Jeremy Rockliffe by Governor Barbara Baker. Mr. Rockliffe has no formal agreements of support with the elected minor party MPs and independents, but the governor has said the incumbent has the right to remain in office to test the numbers. The state's opposition leader, Dean Winter, says Tasmanians can be assured the new motion won't lead to another election.
Under the Liberals, we've seen three early elections in a row, and that's got to change, which means we need to change the way that the Parliament works and we need to change the government. The crossbench has seen the way that the government, led by Jeremy Rockliffe, has been operating now for the past 15 months in particular, but even longer than that. It's been a lack of consultation, a lack of respect, and only a couple of weeks ago, the Premier was attacking those independents and crossbenchers through the election campaign.
The Coalition has called for guardrails around artificial intelligence after the Treasurer announced he hoped to use the technology to Labor's advantage. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government hopes to use AI as a weapon in Labor's second-term fight against weakening productivity. He says Australia will chart a sensible middle path on its regulation. National Senator Bridget McKenzie has told Nine's Today show that caution must be taken because there are growing concerns about its impact on workers and the arts.
You know, I have concerns about artificial intelligence and its impact on humanity, and rather than adopting it holus bolus and rolling it out en masse across our country, we do need to understand the risks, particularly to our songwriters, our creative artists, to make sure that they're not bearing the cost. We need to protect our artists, and that means putting some regulation in place.
On-road testing has revealed that some of Australia's best-selling electric vehicles are failing to meet their advertised standards. The Australian Automobile Association says it tested five cars using a 93-kilometre circuit of damp and dry conditions around Geelong in Victoria. The findings come 1 week after its real-world testing program revealed 25 out of 30 petrol and hybrid vehicles tested had consumed more fuel than their lab results showed. At least 20 people have been killed and more than 30 injured after a truck loaded with humanitarian aid overturned into a crowd in the Gaza Strip. Local health officials also say at least 38 Palestinians have been shot by Israeli forces while seeking aid from UN convoys and sites run by an Israeli-backed American contractor. The Israeli military says it had fired warning shots when crowd approached its forces. The latest killings come as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to announce further military action and possibly plans for Israel to fully reoccupy Gaza. UN Secretary-General spokesman Farhan Haq says the dual threat of attacks and starvation has been catastrophic.
More people are being killed and injured either along convoy routes or where they're staying. Hospitals are overstretched. Patients are lying on the floor or in the streets, suffering as beds, medical supplies, and equipment are severely lacking. Starvation continues to happen, and today the Ministry of Health reported 5 new malnutrition-related deaths in the past 24 hours, bringing the total to about almost 200 deaths, half of whom are children.
I'm Deborah Rourke. This is SBS News in Easy English.